Because I just want to announce. Did you announce what the name of the release was?
Yes, I believe I did.
Interim.
I don't know if I did or not.
INTERRIM, which is weird, but it came out on Time Zone Records in 2026. So it's brand new. I mean, if you're trying to play new music, it's happening. And here comes the legal ID, everybody. You're listening to Dave's Record Collection on WMEC 90.5 FM in College Park, Maryland.
Thank you, Sean.
I'll shut up now. You can play more music. I've done everything I need to do.
And Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to meet you guys.
We meet again.
Pleasure to meet Jeff. Folks, stay tuned. More Mother's Day extravaganza coming up. Till 10 o'clock. Mortuary Mosh Pit at 10 o'clock. WMEC FM College Park. Stay tuned.
Was Dave in the shot that you took also?
Yes.
You're okay, man.
To the ceiling, ashtray on the floor, laundry on the sofa, need I say more? I walked out with my hair wet, I caught one awful cold, should have been more careful, should have done like I was told. I can't believe it, how could it be, just like you said could happen. So it did to me. And just when I might have seen the light of day, I crossed my eyes till it stayed that way. And I keep my distance as best I can, living out my time here in Never Never Land. And I can't grow. Cause I'm too old now. I guess I really did it this time, Mom. Boogeyman came calling, I said I wasn't home. He didn't believe me, he wasn't alone. He had my number, he got my goat. He bought my tickets, he paid off my note. And he left in a hurry, said he couldn't stay. I guess he had his reasons, I'm not the one to say. I keep my distance as best I can, living out my time here in Never Never Land. And I can't grow up, cause I'm too old now. I guess I really did it this time, Mom. We'll be right back. Let's go chase tornadoes, just me and you. You don't often catch them, but man, when you do, just take my catch rope and crawl out on the wing. We won't come down till we own that thing. Then we'll sit out on the front porch, quiet as a mouse. One last time for the close on the house. We'll keep our distance as best we can, having us a time here in Never Never Land. And we can't grow up, we're much too old now. I guess we really did it this time, Mom. I guess we really did it. Thank you.
mama won't like me. Yeah. Home. So don't take me home, honey, now. Nah, 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 cause your mama won't like me. My music loud, and I stand out in a crowd by doing everything I know I shouldn't do. So when you hold me tight, I won't put up a fight. I'll just knock you out and watch you come in too. Just put me in a situation where I'm turning you on.
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom and you,
why do you keep telling me mom always likes you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, mom always liked you best.
You want to know...
And you always picked on me. My mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because mom liked you best,
you know,
and
why
she never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best?
She... Oh...
Would you like to know why she liked me best? Sure, she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew mom liked you best. Your mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah, now you remember.
Mom liked you best and she never liked me.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I happen to be an only child.
Touchy, touchy.
Touché, touché. This just isn't your night, Tommy.
Your mom gave you a dog. My mom gave my brother a dog, and I didn't get to have a dog in more than
anything. Everybody had dogs.
I didn't have a dog. You got to have a dog in more than anything in the whole world. I wanted to have a dog of my own. I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I want to have a dog like my brother Dickie Smothers. You remember me, I'm Tommy Smothers. And I never got to have a dog, and you wouldn't let me play with your dog or anything. I remember when I was 10 years old, I said, if I could only have a dog. My brother had a dog, and I couldn't. I didn't get to play with your dog, and you would always tell Mom when I play with your dog, hey, Tommy's playing with my dog. You remember Tommy, the kid you don't like so much? And I didn't get to play with a dog, and I didn't have a dog.
Hold it a minute. And before we go any further, you know you had your own pet already. Crummy chicken. Well, you wanted it.
It's no fun playing with a chicken. They don't bark good.
You wanted it. You
said, I didn't want that.
You wanted to sell the eggs.
It was a rooster. And every Saturday, my brother, all of his friends, they all get up their dogs and they get their bicycles. And I didn't have a bicycle either! You had a bicycle!
Now hold it down. You're just getting excited. You had a wagon. That was a good wagon.
One wheel.
What'd you do with the other wheels?
Well, it was hard for the chicken to pull that one wheel wagon.
Listen.
You never liked me, and you went on hikes, and...
You know why you didn't get to go on hikes? You never would accept it.
You know, you even had a dolly.
A what?
A dolly. My brother had a dolly.
You shut up. You shut up about my doll.
You had that dolly. I remember you and your dolly. I said, Mom, don't give me a dolly. I always liked my brother. Mom says, always like your brother. And I like my brother. We used to hang around and do things together. About once every 3 or 4 months, he'd say, come on, Tom, let's go smoke some Crayolas.
I certainly did not say that.
You did,
Crayolas.
Too.
I did not. It stains your teeth.
You go on hikes.
That's right, we went on hikes because dogs and boys go on hikes. You can't take a chicken on a hike.
Frank was a good hiker.
Listen, all the guys knew Frank was the best hiking chicken in the block. The reason you couldn't go on a hike, you couldn't keep up. You in that crummy wagon. But you want to know the real
reason? Fastest one-wheel wagon around!
All right, Tommy, but you want to know the real reason? Is that it wasn't your place to go on a hike with us. We liked you, and we liked the chicken, but boys and dogs, they go on hikes together, they're buddies, you know? A little boy even sleeps with his dog. You've never realized the place for a boy in his chicken coop. You should have kept that crummy chicken in that chicken coop, Tom, and away from my dog.
My chicken killed his dog.
Mama,
Play tricks on me and never treated me nice.
Listen, I never had any ruffian.
You had
friends.
Ruffian. We my never. Brother had ruffian friends. They used to come over to my house and say, "Hi there, I'm a ruffian friend of your brother." And they, you know what I'll they told what, me to do? They
we were giving you good advice.
You weren't giving me good advice.
Direction. That's all you needed was a little direction.
Good direction.
We
huh?
tried to give.
You know what they made me? They gave me a direction. They said they told me to trade my bubble gum and chew the trading cards.
We never did that.
Yes, you did.
No, we did.
I ruined the whole 1949 St. Louis Cardinals.
Now, that is not the truth. We never did anything like that. I treated you as good as any brother could treat his brother. I gave you my toys when I didn't want them anymore. I did everything for you.
You were evil, mean, and wicked, and bad, and nasty.
Listen,
you tried to set yourself up as a super sibling.
I don't know why you're talking like that.
My brother, they gave my brother, my mom never hardly ever liked me at all, and I always liked my brother, and they gave me some Lincoln logs to build little
cabins. I gave you those Lincoln logs, and they...
Yeah, but you had termites in them.
I didn't
And
know
I
that
called
termites.
A exterminator.
Yeah.
And mom smacked me right in, "What do you need a exterminator for?" I said, "Well, my brother, super sibling Dickie, put termites in my Lincoln logs." You did so.
I did not.
You did so.
You're just making everything up, and I don't appreciate it.
One time a little parakeet flew in our window.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
a little parakeet.
You didn't do anything to help that
Well, why didn't you? You saw him. You could have helped him.
No, I couldn't have. That parakeet, there was a... My mom was making some hot chocolate. They had a whole pot of boiling hot milk.
A pot of hot milk,
Hot milk there, and you didn't help that parakeet.
Well, you were closer. Why didn't you help?
I couldn't say anything. I had those trading cards in my mouth. And that parakeet flew right into that boiling milk, and I don't like cream of this parakeet.
Hey, that's a pun, isn't it?
That really happened.
Well, that is enough. I don't want to hear
it. And
anything.
Mom made me eat it!
Now, get out of here. How was it?
This is like a cream of this parakeet. Not something you want to have every night.
Ain't got no money. why I had to go. Seemed no use in hanging round. I can't stop now. The ticket's in my hand. Board the train that's eastward bound.
Well, my mama likes the smell of Uncle Sam.
Bring it down, bring it down.
My My mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
Mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
My mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
My mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
It feels good in your tummy and it feels good on your knees. I said, my mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
Come on, hokey!
Well, don't stick it up your nose, or it is bound to make you sneeze. I said, my mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
WMUC FM College Park, 8:33, and you're listening to Dave's Record Collection. Got another hour and a half, almost, until Mortuary Mosh Pit, and remembering mothers today, or celebrating mothers, remembering my mother, remembering some of the mothers who have passed, and honoring the mothers out there on the eve of Mother's Day. Something we do every year, actually. Fleetwood Mac with Albatross from the Pious Bird of Good Omen in the background. Y'all, my mama likes the feel of cottage cheese from the Hey Y'all soundtrack. Web Water before that with Tell Mama from an album that came out last year called Hillbilly Speedball. Tell Mama. The Savoy Brown tune that... play just about every year on the Mother's Day show. The Smothers Brothers, Mom Always Liked You Best. Two tracks from that. You Can Call Me Stupid was what we heard last there from 1965. And the Fleece Brothers with TV Mama from the album Undress. Then Mama Always Liked You Best, the title track to that album from 1965 from the Smothers Brothers. Susie Quattro, Your Mama Won't Like Me. That's the title track to that 1975 release for Susie Quattro. Golden Earrings, before they became Golden Earring, from an album called On the Double, we heard Goodbye Mama, and we opened up with James McMurtry with Peter Pan from It Had to Happen from 1997. Well, we got three more sets. Actually, two more sets. We'll do a short set and then a long set, and we'll get everything we can get in. Stay tuned. Dave's Record Collection. WMUC-FM College Park.
All right, here's another one. We love this song. It's called Mother Eagle, Sing Me Alive.
One, two, three, four. When the sisters spoke to me, I didn't have the ears to hear. They were just motioning from upon the rise. When the sisters called to me, the sunlight was between us. I couldn't open my eyes. But there was a whisper and it sounded just like a lover. Every secret second about blue butterflies. Then across a broken morning, deep in azure stillness, sisters sing me alive. Sing me alive. I'll take another look in my reflection, in the small pool gathering all my love liquefied. Don't be afraid if you don't recognize me. stroll to the other side. Oh, your life is what you make of. You're a fighter, Mother Eagle.
driving too fast. I felt my world slow down. And I made my confession to the highway patrol. I said I was lost, but now I'm finally found. But she gave me a ticket anyway. Now I didn't put up a fight. 'Cause I've driven a million miles, lived a million lives. And now mama's headed home today. Down Mother Road.
Think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please.
Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while.
Please, Mrs. Avery, I just wanna tell her goodbye.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's packing, she's gonna be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes,
please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says,
thank you for calling. And sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. This is Avia, just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while.
Bound books beyond the world of thrill. We dreamed of blonde-haired children who run between my legs. You ordered me an omelet, but I was not eating eggs. Gave me 547 days to try and find the start of the railway line to heaven where you arranged to send your heart. I used to put an X across the days that you and I missed, but I burned my calendar and gone to sleep and dreamed of your mother again. Next time that I saw you, yeah, your hair had turned to brown. You yelled at me across the room, but you did not make a sound. You were standing with a widower who lost his will to try and was fooling all the drunken girls who came to see him cry. Late at night, through the candlelight, I told you it wasn't just for kicks. You said what, and we nestled down into your mother hips.
When they pleaded with her daughter, don't marry that gambling man. Mama couldn't be place we are aware of movement is when it suddenly stops. Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. With the help of people like you, the National MS Society addresses the challenges of each person whose life is affected by MS and helps them stay connected to the great big moving world. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
WMUC-FM College Park, good evening. Time is now 8:59, and you're listening to Dave's Record Collection, 90.5 on your FM dial. And we're honoring mothers this evening, the annual Dave's Record Collection Mother's Day show.